Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I was searching for a particular resource on leadership and I stumbled across a TEDx talk by Joseph Iboukas. The title of the talk was Unthinkable Leadership. Joseph was raised in Holland. He had a Dutch mother and a Moroccan father, and he was one of the youngest IT engineers in Holland. One of his clients offered to send him to Morocco to work with several IT clients, and he was happy to go to the land of his father. While there, and while doing the rounds to his clients, he came upon one client where outside there were police and vans and guns, and he walked up and asked what was going on, and they took him and showed him a couple of vans filled with drugs. And then they asked him to come to the station so they could ask him some questions. He was very happy to do that, help them understand what he knew about that client. But they were suspicious. He had all this travel on his passport. And much to his shock, even with the Dutch government's intervention, he was sentenced to prison for 10 years. The prison life in Morocco is not pretty. He didn't go into too much about it, but he talked about how they had to sleep like sardines in a can. It was very, very crowded. But over that time, and he wrote a book about this, he got 400 letters from his mother. And they would coach him to focus, take responsibility, determine your goals. If you want to succeed, you will. But she said, you'll have to do it yourself. He took her advice and thought, okay, I will set a goal. I want to learn Moroccan. And then he looked around and he noticed that the shop that all the prisoners used every Wednesday had huge lines. So when he got to the front of the line, he asked the prison guard, could I help you so we go a little faster? And from then on, he started working in the shop. And then a prisoner asked him to teach English. And then a guard gave him a key to a classroom. You get the picture. He focused on his goals and he created a certain kind of freedom for himself through perseverance and focus. Now, that's a beautiful story of courage and creativity in the face of amazing adversity. But how does it apply to our everyday life? Well, ironically, about the same time, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was talking about her job, and it was kind of tough. But she said, you know, I'm really trying to learn to bloom where I'm planted. I loved that phrase, bloom where I'm planted, without regard to the circumstances. If this is what I am, this is what I'm dealing with, this is where I will bloom. It reminded me years ago when I worked with a man at the university. He had a very visible job. When I left the university and then came back for another job, I found this very same man who'd had a very prestigious job was now in a very small job, in a very small office in the back corner of my new department. And yet this man, he wasn't bitter, he wasn't resentful, he was graceful. He kept looking for how he could be of service. That's blooming where you're planted. But so many of us get hooked on shoulds. Things shouldn't be this way. It's very hard to learn and grow if we're stuck on how things were supposed to be versus actually what is. But when I have the capacity to be accepting of the situation I'm in, and then explore how to use my voice and life force towards what matters most, it's possible that I could make a positive difference. It's certainly a lot better than spending a lot of my life force whining and complaining. That's a lot of squandering of perfectly good energy. And there's a caveat to blooming where you're planted. Sometimes the soil is so toxic, you can't bloom. And then perhaps it's time for a transplant. I remember when I was at a job and I was so finished with that job and I was talking to a friend about it and she said, why are you still there? I was like, right. Different soils work better for different people and I was not in a soil where I could bloom. So bloom where you plant it as best you can, but be realistic about whether it's a place ultimately that's going to support you in thriving. Let me close with a quote from Joseph Campbell. We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the life that is waiting for us.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.